The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Derek Dorch of the Diversa Group, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and careers. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dorch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. We're always glad to have you. Today, we're going to be talking about the environment. There's a program called Safer Choice out there that maybe many people don't know about, but we're going to educate you about it today. We've got Clive Davis on here, and he's the Chief of Design for the Environment Branch at the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And he's the one, and Clive, make sure I got this right. Are you the one in charge of this program, the Safer Choice program?
That's right. You got it right.
All right. I just want to make sure. I know you're the man, so I wanted to make sure I've got you here. But there's a program called Safer Choice where we're going to be talking about some exciting things going on about Safer Choice, the label products, and everything else. Clive, what is Safer Choice? I mean, what is this program? I saw it, you know, I saw a media, your PA, your public affairs people put it out there, and I saw this thing and I read about it. Tell the people what Safer Choice is and what is, you know, what does it entail?
So Safer Choice is a label that goes on products like cleaners and detergents, the kinds of things you'd wash your laundry with or clean a countertop with or your windows. And it tells you that EPA has reviewed every single ingredient in that product and that it meets very rigorous standards for chemical safety. So that means that it is safer for you, your family, your pets, and it's safer for workplaces. It's safer for kids in schools. So that's the basic story.
Sure.
We're very interested at EPA in making choosing safer chemicals and safer products easier for people. So if you're, say, for example, you're in a grocery store and you want to choose a product that's better for your family, you can look. You know, people take 2 or 3 seconds generally to pick a product like that. This way, with this logo, you can quickly see that it's there, understand that that product meets our high standards, and decide if that's enough that makes you want to buy that product instead of maybe another one.
Gotcha. With, you know, and I see the label on there, and if people want to find this, you can just go to Safer Choice and then maybe type in EPA, and you may guys want to give out a website or something like that. Quick way to find it, you know, go to Google, type in Safer Choice, and then EPA, it comes right up. But, you know, Clive, when we're looking at this dynamic, what is kind of the history of why this came about, you know, the Safer Choice program, where a number of people are saying, you know, and all of us are concerned about chemicals, we're concerned about what goes into our bodies and how it affects our pets and everything else, like you mentioned, our households. What was the history about why this came about? Why did EPA put a program like this in place?
Yeah, so you were asking me, too, about the website, Derek, and the website is epa.gov/safer choice.
Gotcha.
But it's always easy to go to Google, type in EPA Safer Choice, and they'll take you right there. And there's a list of products that you can look at on that website.
Okay.
But the evolution of the program, where did the program come from? Well, EPA is in the business of examining chemicals as they come into commerce in the United States. So if there's a big chemical manufacturer and they want to put a new chemical product out there, EPA evaluates it and decides if it makes sense to put any kind of chemical controls on that product, to call it a product, it's really a chemical, before it gets sold. So if it's got some kind of a potential to have a health effect or something like that, maybe you want to make sure that the people who use it in the factory,
you know,
wear a respirator or something like that.
And just to educate people real quick, so when we go into maybe a Home Depot or Walmart or whatever the case is, and we're picking up either bleach or picking up some kind of product, has every product that's sold in America gone through EPA standards?
So the way that the chemical regulation landscape works is that EPA reviews every single chemical as it comes into commerce these days.
Okay.
That's the way that it works now. And so our regulation is at the chemical level instead of the product
level. Got it.
And the consumer's product, the CPSC has responsibility for regulation of products, but we are in the business of labeling the safer ones, the ones on the green end of the spectrum.
And so that's where Safer Choice came into play, that you guys now are actually looking at the product. I mean, the chemicals are looked at by EPA, but now you're actually looking at the product and the full composition. Is that the days?
That's right. And okay. So the evolution of this program was this idea that when chemicals come into commerce, when they start getting made and EPA looks at them to see if regulation needs to be done, we do that based on not too much data. You know, there's a little data on the health and environmental profile of that chemical, but not too much. It's just what the chemical manufacturer has been able to generate in a short period of time. We look at the actual structure of the chemical in EPA and use that combined with any data to make decisions about regulation. So we have a good sense based on the chemical structure of its environmental and health profile. And we thought, well, we're using this in a regulatory way to control the red end of the spectrum, if you will, the you know, the potentially problematic chemicals. Let's turn it around and use it in a voluntary way on the green end of the spectrum to make sure that folks can choose, folks who are in a grocery store or federal purchasers as well, can actually know which chemicals, which chemical products are safer, and preferentially choose those. And then basically that rewards the chemical manufacturers who have made the choice to come up with safer chemicals, the product manufacturer who has decided to use safer chemicals, and the grocery store or the hardware store who's decided to sell those safer chemicals brings the choice then to the consumer who or the federal purchaser who can choose safer products.
You know, as you think about it, and we kind of say, hey, listen, a safer product, you know, just even elaborate on that for me, Klaus, in terms of if a person said, hey, what is safer for me, right? You know, right. Is that a dynamic that says, hey, this chemical is not going to cause corrosion? I mean, what, you know, if a person had to kind of break down safe, right, in terms of an environment, what would that mean to a consumer or the community?
Yeah. Well, first, let me say that I know I think I'm going to answer your question,
of course.
But the most important thing for me is that what the agency is doing here is taking a complex question. What is you just asked a question that does not have a really straightforward answer, but found a simple way to answer it, which is EPA evaluates based on a set of stringent standards and then presents a product with a logo that meets those criteria so you can make a snap decision. You as a consumer can make a snap decision. But what a good question, though, on what does it mean to be safer? For us, we have a whole series of, we call them human health endpoints that we examine for every single chemical. We look at irritation, sensitization, the potential that it could be carcinogenic, mutagenic. We also, and so more than that, of course, but then we also look at the environmental potential effects. You know, a cleaner, a detergent, you do your laundry, the water gets discharged from the laundry machine into a sewage system through a sewage treatment plant, and it goes into a waterway. Somebody else is probably going to be drinking that water in, you know, just a little while. It goes through a water treatment plant, but gee, don't you want the starting point water to be as clean as possible? And also, don't you want to, you know, do the right thing for the fish and the animals who drink out of that stream? So, we require that products with our logo are safer for both people and the environment. But it's very important to people that these products are safer for them, and so that's an important part of our messaging.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at your website right now as we're talking. You guys got a, and there's a part on here which I think is really, really good that people should take a look at. It's for the community area, and you've got this, you know, thing with the number of different images, like the home and the schools and the, you know, the hotels and everything else. And I think it's really the awareness of it, because I don't think necessarily people realize like how many products are being used. And I'm looking at the home right now. You know, the all-purpose cleaners, the fabric softeners, the window cleaners, the pet care products, you know, looking at the hotel dynamic, the kitchen, you know, the leather cleaners, the window top outdoor, you know, there's all these different products, right? And in the Safer Choice, you're covering, is it like 2,000 products that you're covering over all these dynamics? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we've reviewed 2,000 products that have qualified for the label, about more than actually.
Yeah. And with all of that, you know, as you look at, you kind of break it down by place and you kind of begin looking at it, you know, it, are companies now kind of saying, hey, listen, we want to be a lot more a part, you know, so, you know, as you look at carpet cleaners or all-purpose cleaners, are you starting to get the manufacturers who are coming to you now to say, I want to be a part of the Safer Choice program?
Yeah, no, that's right, Derek. Folks are becoming more and more interested. They see this program as a great way to demonstrate leadership and sustainability to their shareholders and to offer their customers safer products. And this logo they see as a way of communicating quickly on the profile of their products to people. And this Safer Choice logo, if you take a look at it, it's got colors that say health and the environment to people. It's got a little house with two people inside. It says Safer Choice on it. It says that it meets high EPA's standards, which when people see that, they think, aha, it meets EPA standards. And that then standards, that term, which in Washington generally means regulations, sure. to people who don't deal with regulations every day, it means my high standards. And that's actually what's behind it. So we right. think that's a great message to be able to put out. And it works for corporations. It's a neat partnership that we can have between the government and business, and also backed by environmental non-government organizations, environmental and health advocates. So it's a really great way, we think, of promoting safer products and safer chemistry and giving incentives to manufacturers who lead in this area.
Yeah, we're talking about Safer Choice. We're talking about a program from the EPA that basically breaks down products that have met a certain criteria that is better for the environment, that really checks out. Is it not, you know, irritating to the skin? Is it not going to be a mutation type product or something like that? These are products that are safer for people, for pets, to the environment, and other things right there. And the program is called Safer Choice. You can find it at www.epa.com/safer choice. Is that right, Clive?
That's right, Derek.
All right. Yeah. You should be
sitting over where
I am. Sitting over where you are, right? But we've got Clive Davies. He's the chief of the Design for the Environment branch, and he's at EPA. They're the one who are in charge of the Safer Choice program. I'll find a little bit more about his branch and what else they do, but they're in charge of the Safer Choice program, and we're going to keep on talking about that when we come back. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about Safer Choice. You can find it at www.epa.gov. They told me before I was somebody broke on the website. I may not say .gov, but it's .gov/Safer Choice. I've got in here in the studio with me, I've got Clive Davies. He's the Chief of Design for the Environment branch, and he's at EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. They're the one who was in charge of the Safer Choice program. We're breaking this program down today and really kind of finding out what products are safe. You know, how do you get a part of this program and everything else? You know, Clive, we were talking over the break and kind of talking about, you know, manufacturers getting a part of this program. And I'm encouraging all listeners to really kind of go. There is a label that you can see. And if you go on the EPA SaferChoice.site, there's a label. It's a green type of a label, and I'm pulling it up right now. But you'll see this green label with almost a house on top of it. Where can they find that, Clive? If you're on a product, you see, you know, where these things go. Where would they see that on a product?
Yeah, great question, Derek. So the places that you could go are big box stores. You could go to grocery stores or hardware stores and go to the cleaning product section or the laundry detergent section. Yeah. And more products have the logo on the front panel. And like you said, a little house on top with people inside says Safer Choice meets EPA criteria. That's where they go to find it.
Got it. And as you're saying that more and more products are having it, we were talking about kind of small businesses because, you know, we're starting to see this market. Of course, we've got some of the bigger manufacturers who are starting, you know, who develop products, all cleaning, all-purpose cleaners. But you're starting to see these smaller companies develop either organic cleaning products or whatever. Everybody has their own kind of dynamic. Can small businesses get into this? And then also, what are the steps if somebody says, I want to take my product up to EPA and become part of this? What's the criteria and the steps that they have to go through in order to join your program?
Yeah, we love it when small businesses come to work with us, and we do our best to make ourselves accessible to them so that it's easier for them to work with us. Interesting thing is that a lot of smaller companies that make cleaners and detergents, these folks sell often into the institutional market. So they're often the kinds of products that are used in schools, for example, and office buildings. And it's really important in those environments that you have safer cleaners for the folks who clean all day long, for those kids who are exposed, and for office workers who are in I don't want to say they're trapped in their offices, but they spend a lot of time in there and having
a lot of people are spending 8, 10, 12 hours in offices oftentimes in this environment.
Indoor air quality can be worse than outside air. And if you can make it better by using safer cleaners, you know, that's a great thing
to do. Without question. How, and you know, in terms of the criteria that they're looking for, so they say, listen, I want to get, you know, I want to get this, you know, piece on me, right? I want to, you know, become part of this program. What are the steps? You know, do they have to kind of, do they submit the application? Do they have to go through and meet with you guys? What would you kind of walk through if you were, you know, if you were talking to a manufacturer or a small business owner who does this kind of stuff? What do they need to know?
So they come to us in a range of different ways. Some folks call us on the telephone. Some folks go to the website. Usually we have a conversation with them to start out, and we explain our process to them. We tell them what they need to do, explain the criteria, how long it'll take, and then what they can do once they've got the logo, how they can use it. So we talk to these companies, we talk them through the process, and then they make a decision to start. And what they do is they put together a formulation, usually their best, greenest one, and they say, this one should meet their standard. I'm going to submit this one. So they send it in to us, and they probably are working with chemical manufacturers who supply them with chemicals to go in their products. And they have scientists generally who put these things together, these chemicals together. So these are some pretty sophisticated people who, even the small companies who make these products, they send those in to us.
Okay.
So they send us every single ingredient. Okay. So they tell us everything that's in their product. Often the ingredients that come in to those manufacturers contain mixtures of chemicals, preservatives, stabilizers. We ask the suppliers, because often that information is trade secret, we go back up, we find out what every single ingredient is, ingredients in ingredients, every ingredient in the process. Every single one has to meet our stringent criteria. If it doesn't, they have to go find a different chemical that works well and does the job that can be substituted in there. And we help them make sure that when they do that, it still works well, especially the small companies, we try to help. And then once we reach an agreement that they meet our criteria and we're convinced that they meet our criteria based on our scientific evaluation, then we allow them to use our logo. And the way that we do that is that we sign what we call a partnership agreement with the company. It's a high-level agency, EPA official, and the company official, probably the chief of their formulation staff. And that agreement specifies exactly how they're going to formulate the product. And it lasts for 3 years and has to be renewed after 3 years. And every year of the partnership, they have to have an audit to confirm that they are formulating as advertised.
Good, good.
So it's a very stringent process. I think it's fair to say it's more difficult for the smaller businesses than the larger ones. But we have 500 company partners who see value in this program and sell into all kinds of markets, actually. They sell cleaners for medical devices, as well as things like laundry detergent and cleaners.
Is there a heavy cost involved in the dynamic of to say, listen, and I know it was interesting you guys say this is a partnership. It's not necessarily a compliance dynamic. Was that developed on purpose in terms of that language to kind of say we're partners in this program? You know, is that by design?
So I think that's by design, and that's the way that we try to structure our program. The way that we think about it, really, is our program would not exist if it weren't for leaders in the formulating industry.
Right.
So we're very dependent on those folks, and if they can't make money by selling safer products, then we should go find another job to be in. So our job really is to push the greener end of the spectrum, but to do it in a way that makes sense for business. So that's what, and in a way that, frankly, the environmental groups can get behind. So we try to have that dynamic working all the time.
In terms of the cost dynamic, is it a heavy dynamic of cost or no?
So the cost, there is cost associated with our program. There is no cost for coming to EPA, but because there is a what is really a heavy demand for our program, and there are only 10 of us federal folks working on
this. Wow, really?
Yeah, we have qualified, this is the term we use, qualified third parties mm-hmm. who actually work directly with the companies.
Okay.
They put together, we call them dossiers, it's a fancy word,
sure,
what it means is information on the chemicals mm-hmm. in terms of their health and environmental impact, all those endpoints we talked about earlier. Every single one has to be satisfied and described and explained. And then that third party, once the company says it's okay, the third party submits to us. And there is a cost associated with that, and these companies have to pay for their annual audit.
Sure.
It's not, it's...
But they see the value.
They see the value, mm-hmm. and we do try to minimize the cost.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Safer Choice program, interesting program. You know, for anybody who's out there who's really, really interested in finding out if a product is safe for the environment, for you, for your home, for your family, for your pets, and everything else, this is something that you need to know about. You know, it's a website on here, www.epa.gov/safer choice, where you can go to Google and type in Safer Choice EPA. It'll come up either which way. Great program to take a look at. We're going to go into in the next segment. We're going to look at the partners. They just had the awards, and they gave out some different awards to different partners that they had. And we're going to talk about some of these partners and some of the awards that they won. And what does that mean for these partners? What are these awards about? And what are the products that won these different dynamics? We're talking to Clive Davies. He is the Chief of Design for the Environment Branch, and he's at EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. He is the one who's in charge of the Safer Choice program. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about Safer Choice. And if you want to know what Safer Choice is, it's really a dynamic of thinking about things for the environment. It's really about making good choices about the products that we use, all-purpose cleaners and pet cleaners and things that we use in disinfectants and things that we use in our households and hotels and schools and everywhere else. And EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has a program called Safer Choice where they actually go through and validate. They check out. They go through a stringent criteria process and look at a number of different manufacturers' products and make sure that these products are good to go for our society, for people and everything else. And then they call them partners, but with that partnership agreement, they say you can use the Safer Choice logo and say that you are a Safer Choice product, which means that you are a product that maybe a person should consider buying for your household because it has gone through a number of different standards and agreements and everything else to make sure it won't harm you, your loved ones, your pets, your house, or everything else. We've got in front of us, right in front of me right now, Clive Davies. He's the branch chief. Is it branch chief?
It's branch
chief.
All right,
branch
chief.
You know, for the design for the environment branch. But they're in charge of the Safer Choice program. They've got a number of good things going on, but they got this award program coming on, 2016 awards. Clive, tell us about the awards that you're doing with your partners right now. What is this about? And how long has it been going on?
So we've got about 500 partner companies
that
actually have Safer Choice labeled products. But we've got more folks who work with our program. We have chemical manufacturers, we have environmental, non-governmental organizations, and we have retailers and other folks like that. And we wanted to be able to give them some recognition for the work that they're doing. So what we do once a year, and this is the second year that we're doing it, is we have what we call our Partner of the Year Awards. And it happens that we're doing this this Monday coming up now from 2 to 4 in the Ronald Reagan Building. Folks could even come if they wanted to. They could register on our website.
On the website?
Yeah, they can register.
And then let me just get the website real quick, Live. It's epa.gov, and it's /safer choice, or you go on Google and type in Safer Choice EPA. It'll come up. But you can register for the award ceremony that's going to be on Monday the 9th at 2 to 4, and they can maybe come to the Ronald Reagan Building and see some of these products. Well, go ahead, Clive.
Yeah, thanks, Derek. So, but the kinds of folks that we're recognizing as Partner of the Year winners are folks like Bissell, who makes carpet care products, Clorox Company with their Greenworks line, Gelmar, who makes CLR products, and Seventh Generation. So they have special contributions that those product manufacturers have made. But also, we want to recognize people who've come up with new ways of disinfecting, like Ecolab, who provides a lot of or sells a lot of products into the federal procurement space, for example. So greener products that can be available through them. BASF is a chemical manufacturer who makes many chemical products that can be used in products that you buy, cleaners and detergents, mm-hmm. Makes those available. And Levi Strauss is a kind of a neat one because mm-hmm. they make textiles in a lot of cases overseas. And what they've done is they've started to use safer chemicals to stonewash mm-hmm. their jeans, for mm-hmm. example. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that we want to reward as well.
You know, you just brought up an interesting point, Clyde, because mm-hmm. you just mentioned there's a number of different manufacturers who they'll make stuff in America, but they also do stuff overseas, you know.
Right.
But the criteria, and some people get concerned about that because sometimes they wonder, are the same stringent categories being used by something that's coming from overseas than something that's made in America? And what you're saying, part of the Safer Choice program, is to ensure that no matter where it comes from, it's safe. You know, that you don't, you know, you guys don't care if it came from overseas in Asia or wherever, it meets the same criteria no matter what. Is that what it is?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right, Derek. And I think what's really important about our program, well, number one is providing safer products for people so they can choose them. But also, we really want to provide an incentive to business who are doing right things for the environment.
Sure.
You know, and if you can have an economic incentive for using safer chemistry, you know, what better way can there right. be to green the industry?
Without question. You know, continue on with the program. You were mentioning some of your, because I saw different things. You've got formulators, you've got innovators, you've got purchaser distributors, you've got retailers, you've got supporters. I mean, break some of those areas down, and what does that mean in terms of these categories, Clyde?
Yeah, well, retailers, for example, I think it's really important that retailers are encouraging their suppliers to have mm-hmm. safer products on the shelves. And we've had activities for Wegmans, popular in this mm-hmm. area in the Northeast, who have put together a line of Wegmans branded products, mm-hmm. and they're bringing Safer Choice labeled products across the country to mm-hmm. make sure that they have a great selection for their consumers. Safeway Albertsons is doing something similar across the country, but with the with a bright green line of products. And then we've got supporters, you know, people who have done things to educate institutional purchasers, like folks in the federal government, mm-hmm. for example, mm-hmm. but also folks mm-hmm. who purchase products for use in schools and office buildings mm-hmm. around the country, the American Sustainable Business Council, and we've got folks like Environmental Defense Fund and Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, which is a coalition of groups that concerns itself with safer chemistry.
Right. Are you seeing the groundswell of, you know, the consumers really now kind of, you know, I mean, and this is an educational dynamic, right? This is really getting people involved and educating about what's in your product, you know, what are you using, making sure. But are we really starting to see that as more and more people in America, maybe just around the world as we're having this conversation, is that becoming, are we going to see a Safer Choice section sometime? And you know, I may walk into, you know, Home Depot or, like you said, Wegmans. I mean, is the education getting there? Do we need to do more? I mean, where are we on that?
Right. No, I hope you will see a Safer Choice
section.
Yeah. But
that's going to be your thing right
this
there,
Clyde. This is such a great question. So the Safer Choice logo has been available to product manufacturers mm-hmm. since for 13 months, since March of 2015. And so it's just now getting on products.
Got it.
People don't necessarily recognize it yet.
Okay.
But we would really like it to be.
Without question.
Like Energy Star is for energy efficiency, Safer Choice is for chemical safety in products. And we would like to see things move in that direction. We do plan to monitor consumer perception of this logo.
Mm-hmm.
And also we plan to educate not just consumers, but federal purchasers as well, so that they know where they can get mm-hmm. Safer products.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's a much easier thing to do because there aren't as many of them as there are consumers out there in the country.
Right.
And what we're doing to promote consumer awareness is we're working with the product manufacturers, the chemical manufacturers, mm-hmm. the environmentalists, and consumer advocates. Mm-hmm. We're working with them to get the word out on the logo. Consumer Reports, actually, when our new logo came out, they did a little article, a small article.
Yeah, sure.
And one of the things they said is why we like the logo.
Okay.
And it was about messaging. It was about the rigor.
Yeah. So they
liked it. They explained why. And I think that, you know, that kind of a feedback and more of that kind of outreach is what we need to be doing. And we do intend to do that.
This definitely seems to be something in terms of, you know, as I think about kind of, even educating myself or educating friends, family, and everything else. I mean, you know, this is such a critical piece. Do you think at some point in time that schools, federal agencies, state, local agencies will say, if you don't have a safer choice label, then we don't use you? I mean, do we want to head to that point to say we want to ensure that level of standard?
So my program, our program, is about choice.
Okay.
And we want people to be able to choose the safer products if they want to.
Okay.
But there are a lot of reasons that people might choose safer products. If you're a federal, if you're in federal procurement, for example, and neat thing about U.S. federal procurement, I think, is that it is the single largest buying that's done in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's
buying billions of dollars of products and everything else and services.
Not surprising to your listeners, probably,
right.
That's an important piece. And the White House has seen that, and the president recently signed an executive order that requires federal purchasers to make their purchasing more sustainable. And one of the things that is part of that executive order is that purchasers should choose safer choice products. So I think that's going to be a big encouragement for people.
It sounds like it.
And you mentioned schools as well. And schools, municipalities, in some cases state governments, are leaders in sustainable procurement.
Right.
And they ask that that their purchasers look for safer choice products and bring those into those kinds of environments. And I think, frankly, you know, schools and daycares, what can be more important than that?
Without question. We're talking about safer choice. We're talking about a program that really takes a look at products that we use every day, household products, cleaning products, any kind of product that you may have in your household that we're using in order to kind of keep us hygiene and other things like that to keep us safe and keep us healthy. This is what Safer Choice is about. And it's really a dynamic of evaluating certain products to determine, does it meet a stringent criteria that says that, you know, it's environmentally safe, it's healthy to people, it's healthy to your loved ones, it's healthy to animals and everything else. And the EPA is taking a lead on this. We're talking to Clive Davies. He is the chief of the design for the environment branch, and he's at the Environmental Protection Agency. He's in charge of this program. They've got an awards coming up on Monday the 9th that's going to really kind of, you know, focus in on some of these innovators, on some of these suppliers, on some of these retailers who are doing things in the safer choice market and really kind of pushing out environmentally friendly products that are out there. So we want people to know about it. I want to give the website before we take a quick break. The website is www.epa.gov/safer choice, or go to Google, type in safer choice, and then put in EPA, and it should come up as well. But it's a great site. When we come back, I want to talk to how do consumers find these products. We want to make sure that consumers can find this stuff off the EPA website. We're going to have Clive talk about that when we get back. You listen to Fed Access with Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we have been talking about a great new dynamic that's coming out. I think it's been around for maybe a year or two, but it's a program called Safer Choice. As we look at the environment and look at, you know, the products that we have in our households, in our schools, in our hotels, and everything else, things that keep us safe, things that keep us clean, this is a program that really focuses in on that. Safer Choice is from the Environmental Protection Agency, and they put this out working with partner distributors. Distributors, partner manufacturers, and people who make these cleaning products and everything else. And it's a program basically to evaluate a number of different products to determine if it's safe for your home, for your family, for use, for your pets, and everything else. And it doesn't have certain kind of toxic chemicals or certain things that's going to hurt you and hurt your household and hurt your loved ones and everything else. So you can find this program at www.epa.gov /safer choice. And I've been talking to Clive in here. I got Clive Davies. He's the branch chief for the environment branch, for the design for the environment branch at the Environmental Protection Agency. I just gave them an idea. So if they use this, know that Derek George told them. I said saferchoice.gov. So if you see it, I said it here, Federal News Radio. But Clive, you know, when you're talking to consumers, because I think this is something that consumers need to know about, right? You know, how do they find the products? You know, I mean, if you're talking to somebody, your loved ones, or you want to get that word out, where do you send them? And then when they go find this stuff, what are they going to see in terms of helping them determine what can I find? How do I choose a product that's going to be good for me?
Yeah, thanks, Derek. So there's probably more than one way for them to figure that out. One is that they can go directly into their grocery store, hardware store, big box, and look for the Safer Choice logo on laundry detergents, on all-purpose cleaners, glass cleaners, mm-hmm. those types of products. But also our website, and you've mm-hmm. mentioned epa.gov/safer choice. You go onto that website, you go to our product listing, and there are more than 2,000 products from about 500 manufacturers. Now, about 600 of those products are in, we call it the consumer space. Mm-hmm. The remainder are for use in office buildings and in industrial processes. But 600 of them, you can check a box, you can get just the consumer products, and you can take a look for the type of product that you want. You can go look for an all-purpose cleaner, glass cleaner, the kind of laundry detergent that you want, and they'll all be listed there with the manufacturer and the type of product that it is. So you can go right on our website and find those.
You know, with all of that, you just mentioned about kind of walking into the store. Has it gotten to that point now where if you walk into a store, you say, talk to a manager or talk to somebody and say, listen, I want to get it, you know, can you tell me where the Safer Choice products are? Are they going to know that, or is it still a more of an educational dynamic where you may have to do a little bit more digging and look for it yourself? Where is it at right now? I know it's a new program, but it seems to be, you know, where are we at with that? Do people automatically know what they're talking about? It's like, yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
So it is right now, we're in the process of growing and we're in the process mm-hmm. of teaching. And so if you go and you ask that question of the store manager, they might know and they might not know.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But if I go into a store and I take a look for that logo in those sections with the cleaners and the detergents, I can find the logo on a few products usually. So if I want to find the all-purpose cleaner or the laundry detergent, there's almost always a choice there that's a safer choice.
You know, with all of that, as we look on the EPA website and then, you know, kind of searching for the products, not even kind of, you know, letting people know, just as I'm looking at the website clock, I got it in front of me while we're talking. You know, if you go to the epa.gov/safer choice, on the left hand side, there's an area that says search Safer Choice products, and you can actually break this down by home and business use. You can break it down by product type and everything else, and you know, paints and biological based products. I mean, you've got a lot of criteria in there, Clive. Is this going to only grow? I mean, is this going to continue to grow in terms of the products you're going to be evaluating?
So we're seeing growth in okay. terms of the number of manufacturers that are coming to us and the types of products as well. So it's a growth both in the number of cleaners and detergents, but a growth also into other types of products, pet care, for example, and other areas.
Yeah. You know, with all of that in terms of, you know, saying, and we were having an interesting discussion over the break, some people will wonder about price. You know, they'll say, you know what, because, you know, everything we see organic is always going to be a little bit more, right? So when people say environmentally safe, I know Consumer Reports maybe looked at this. What are they seeing in terms of the pricing for the consumer? Is the Safer Choice product, is it more? Is it comparable? I mean, what are we seeing out there?
So what Consumer Reports actually said about this, so Safer Choice in our program,
in
the government, we don't actually evaluate how much these things cost. So we don't try to make a judgment on that. But Consumer Reports, when they took a look at products that had the logo, they compared a number of products that were both Safer Choice and not Safer Choice in the same space. And they found that there was cost equivalency. They said when they did a survey of their members, they found that people said they were willing to pay more, but the great thing is they don't have to.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were just talking to Chrissy from your public affairs team, and she mentioned that, you know, which was interesting, that You don't have to, and companies can say, and I just gave Chrissy a shout out. I'm supposed to do that, but you know, she's here. But companies can mention and say that they are environmental without really going through any kind of criteria. And I didn't know that. I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of times when people say we're green or whatever the case is, that sometimes they have to go through a criteria. The difference between a Safer Choice product is that this is without question. You can't have that logo. You know, a person can use environmental or say green, right, and maybe not go through any kind of stringent criteria, maybe deceptive, may not. But this, you know for sure that someone has evaluated this from the EPA and everything else. So there's no doubts about this. Is that the difference?
Yeah, I would say Safer Choice is a guarantee for someone who's buying a product that this product has been evaluated by the federal government and that it meets high standards for safety for your family, for your kids, for your pets, and for the environment as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, we were mentioning about the for the use of the community, and when you guys developed this piece, the interactive graphic, and looking at kind of the pieces and everything else, I mean, what was your thoughts as you, I mean, you know, fun, you know, piece to take a look at, but what was your thoughts when you guys first put this interactive piece up, with, you know, with the for your community stuff?
Yeah, well, we thought, okay, so people can go to our website and they can look by glass cleaner, by all purpose cleaner, by laundry detergent, but maybe there's another way to think about this. There's a different way to slice it. Like, if I'm buying products that I want to use in a daycare, how do I figure out which products I need? And you can actually take your mouse, your cursor, you hover it over over the school's icon, and it tells you the types of products that you might want to use in a school, and then you can pick from those products, and it gives you a list of products that you might want to use in those circumstances. So it's a kind of a neat way, a neat little tool that folks can use to find safer products.
You know, I'm looking at it right now, and I just saw something really, really interesting with the schools. They had, and as I browsed over with the mouse, it had graffiti cleaner. You know, so you know, as I'm thinking about it, it's like, you know what? Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah. They know which high school I went to.
Right. That was like a personal note right there. Right. But you know, you can go in and begin finding different products based on certain pieces. You know, we've got about maybe 60 seconds left. If there's one last thing you wanted to say about kind of, you know, Safer Choices, you guys get this out here, what would you say to not only manufacturers, consumers, and all those kind of listening about the product, about the program?
Well, the first thing I need to say is that if you ever need a job, you know where to come.
Endorsement, right?
Yeah, the greatest outreach person that we could possibly have. But what's really important for us is that the Safer Choice logo is a way for you to quickly find safer products. You don't have to know the chemistry. You can just look for this logo and know that it meets, that the product meets high standards, and that there's technical rigor behind those standards. That's the most important thing.
You know, we're going to have to have you back. The award ceremony is going to happen on Monday. It sounds exciting. Hopefully this is going to be a long-term program that we see. You know, this is 2 years in the running. Commend you guys for what you're doing in terms of this. And so, you know, for everybody, please make sure you find out what this logo looks like. Find out what the products are. Is helping people really can, you know, to get products that are safe for the home and for, you know, the business, for schools, for the office environment and everything else. You can find it again at www.epa.gov/safer choice, or again, go to Google Safer Choice and then put EPA in it. It'll come up, and come out to the award ceremony if you can. Clive, thank you so much for being on Fed Access. We really appreciate what you're doing and this program as well.
Thank you for having me, Derek. Yeah.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.